Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Entrepreneurial State: Debunking Public versus Private Sector Myths by Mariana Mazzucato, challenges the familiar story that breakthrough innovation is mainly driven by bold private entrepreneurs, while government merely regulates, funds basic science, or fixes market failures. Drawing on widely discussed historical examples from technology, pharmaceuticals, and industrial policy, Mazzucato argues that the state has often acted as an active economic agent that shapes markets, takes risks early, and invests patiently where private capital is unwilling to go. The book reframes public spending not as a passive cost, but as a strategic portfolio of investments that can generate new capabilities, new industries, and long-term growth. It also raises a fairness question. When public institutions help create transformative value, how should society share in the rewards? Written for readers interested in economics, innovation, and policy, the book aims to replace ideology with evidence and to open a more practical debate about how to build innovative economies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rethinking innovation as a collective, risk-taking process, a central theme is that innovation is rarely a neat pipeline where the public sector funds early science and the private sector later commercializes it. Instead, the book emphasizes a messy, cumulative process involving mission-driven agencies, public labs, universities, procurement programs, and private firms that build on each other's work. Mazzucato highlights that the riskiest phase is often the early, uncertain investment stage, when the probability of failure is high and timelines are long. In many landmark technologies, public institutions did not just support research, but helped orchestrate networks, set ambitious goals, and absorb uncertainty until markets became viable. This perspective challenges the idea that the state is inherently bureaucratic and slow, while business is naturally dynamic. It also questions simplistic measures of success that focus only on near-term returns or narrow notions of efficiency. By framing the state as a catalyst that can nurture experimentation and learning, the argument encourages readers to judge public action by its ability to shape directions of change, create new capabilities, and enable private initiative rather than merely to correct isolated market imperfections. Secondly, how public investment has shaped high-tech and modern industry. The book is well known for pointing to modern high-tech products as bundles of publicly supported innovations. Rather than treating iconic devices and platforms as the outcome of lone entrepreneurial genius, Mazzucato describes how key components emerged from decades of public funding, defense-related research programs, and targeted technology initiatives. This includes the kind of foundational investments that built computing power, networking infrastructure, satellite systems, and other enabling technologies that later became commercial building blocks. The emphasis is not that private companies do nothing, but that they often excel at scaling, design, integration, and market creation after a technological ecosystem has been de-risked. By examining these trajectories, the book illustrates how public spending can be strategic, patient, and oriented toward outcomes, not just toward incremental grants. It also underscores the importance of institutional capacity, skilled public agencies, clear missions, and mechanisms to coordinate across actors. The broader takeaway is that many industries regarded as quintessentially private were incubated within public innovation systems, which suggests that policy debates should focus less on state versus market, and more on how to design partnerships that accelerate learning and productive investment. Thirdly, debunking myths about value creation and rewarding innovation. Another important topic is the distinction between value creation and value extraction. Mazzucato argues that popular narratives often credit private actors with creating value while overlooking the public contributions embedded in the innovation chain. When the state funds early research, builds infrastructure, trains talent, and supports risky development, it helps create intangible assets and capabilities that private firms later monetize. The book questions whether prevailing systems of intellectual property, corporate governance, and finance fairly reward those contributions. It also critiques the tendency to view government primarily as a redistributor that takes from productive businesses rather than as a co-creator of new markets. This leads to a discussion of how profits are distributed when innovation succeeds and how losses are socialized when it fails. The emphasis is on building arrangements where rewards are aligned with risks and long-term investment is encouraged over short-term financial engineering. By challenging readers to reconsider what counts as productive activity, the book provides a framework for analyzing policy choices about patents, subsidies, tax structures, and public funding conditions. The goal is to make innovation-driven growth more sustainable, inclusive, and resilient. Fourthly, from market fixing to market shaping through missions, the entrepreneurial state argues that the most effective public policies often go beyond patching market failures. Instead, they set directions and shape markets by defining missions that mobilize resources toward ambitious goals, such as transformative technological advances or major societal challenges. This approach treats policy as a creative act, setting standards, using procurement to create demand, funding applied research, and coordinating actors so that innovation ecosystems form around a clear purpose. The book's perspective also implies that uncertainty is not just a problem to be minimized, but a terrain where leadership matters. When missions are well designed, they can crowd in private investment, encourage collaboration, and accelerate diffusion of new technologies. However, missions require governance that balances experimentation with accountability, and they require the ability to learn from failure without abandoning long-term goals. Matsukato's argument helps readers see why some countries and regions build globally competitive industries, while others remain stuck in low investment equilibria. Rather than defaulting to deregulation or to isolated incentives, the book encourages strategic thinking about institutions, capabilities, and coordinated investments that create new opportunities for businesses and workers alike. Lastly, creating fairer public-private partnerships and capturing public returns. A practical issue raised by the book is how society can benefit when publicly supported innovation succeeds. If the state takes early risks, it may be reasonable for it to share in the upside, not only through broad economic growth, but also through more direct mechanisms that replenish public capacity for future investment. Matsukato explores the idea that public funding should be paired with thoughtful conditions, such as equity stakes, royalties, price commitments, reinvestment requirements, or governance rights, depending on context. The point is not to punish business, but to create partnerships that are mutually beneficial and that recognize the public role in value creation. The book also highlights the political economy challenge. When rewards are privatized and risks are socialized, public support for innovation spending can erode, undermining future progress. Building credible frameworks for sharing returns can strengthen legitimacy and encourage long-term productive investment. This topic connects innovation policy to issues like drug pricing, procurement, industrial strategy, and the design of public investment banks or development agencies. Readers come away with a clearer sense that the debate is not simply about more or less government, but about smarter deals, better institutions, and a more balanced innovation contract. In conclusion, this book is best suited for entrepreneurs, investors, policymakers, students of economics and public policy, and anyone frustrated by simplistic arguments about government being the problem and business being the only solution. It benefits readers by offering a stronger mental model of how innovation actually happens, through long cycles of uncertain investment, coordinated capabilities, and institutions that can learn and adapt. That perspective can change how you evaluate news about industrial policy, technology booms, infrastructure programs, and research funding, and it can make you more skeptical of narratives that ignore hidden public contributions. The book is also valuable for leaders who build partnerships with government, because it clarifies what effective public institutions need to succeed and how incentives can be designed to promote productive, long-term investment. Compared with many books that celebrate heroic founders or treat the state as a background actor, this one stands out for its evidence-driven reframing of value creation and risk-taking. It is worth buying because it equips readers with language and concepts to discuss innovation more accurately, and because it offers actionable ideas for designing fairer public-private arrangements that support both prosperity and social legitimacy. If you would like to support Mariana Matsukato, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.